Hello listeners and welcome to State of the Union, breaking down all the latest news on Scottish independence. I am your host, Stephen Payton. The date is Friday the 10th of December 2021. Let's get into it. Kicking things off, it's Boris Johnson's party and he'll lie if he wants to. Yes, the fallout continues over a Downing Street Christmas party that is alleged to have taken place during lockdown in 2020, while the rest of the country were missing family and friends or unable to even attend a hospital to see a sick loved one, Boris Johnson was hosting a wine and cheese party, allegedly. There have been several leaks around the party now, including a now infamous recording of former Press Secretary Allegra Stratton and other Downing Street aides joking about the party not being socially distanced on December 22nd, 2020. Unfortunately, Johnson had already denied that such a party had taken place. Now it seems that Boris Johnson's most senior communications advisor, Jack Doyle, was also at the party that didn't happen and was handing out prizes, presumably to no one. This is maybe one of the most cutting examples of the Conservatives acting as if there is one rule for them and another for the rest of us in recent times. While fines were being handed out by the police to other groups who were caught breaking COVID guidelines, here we have the Prime Minister doing as he pleases. Couple that with the latest corruption and sleaze scandals at Westminster, including over money that Boris Johnson used to redecorate his flat, and you are painting a pretty picture of an institution that is not working for Scotland. Independence offers us the opportunity to leave that corruption behind, and should we have our own corruption scandal in our own parliament, we would at least be able to hold them to account in a way that is unimaginable with the UK parliament so far away from us, both physically and ideologically. Perhaps realising just how damaging this is for both the Union and the Tories, the party's chief whip in the Scottish Parliament, Stephen Kerr, tried to stop Green MSP Gillian Mackey from asking a question during First Minister's questions this week. Along with other Tories, he tried to drown out Mackey until the presiding officer called for calm. She was asking how the First Minister would be marking International Anti-Corruption Day, so I can see why the Tories would rather not have allowed that question to be asked. Though if you ever find yourself screaming against acts to end corruption, I would suggest taking a little step back and having a moment to reflect on why. Mackey used a follow-up question to attack Johnson and asked the First Minister if she agreed that it was time for this corrupt Prime Minister to go. Sturgeon agreed it was, before making the point that this has everything to do with Scotland, stating that, "I don't think it is simply a corrupt incumbent in number 10 who has to go. I think it's time for Scotland to get rid of the whole broken, corrupt Westminster system, which is holding it back. And we can only do that by becoming an independent country." It is clear that the Tories are continuing to make the case for independence on our behalf, so you know, thank you. And that may have played a role in the latest poll result, showing that a majority of voters across the UK support an independence referendum being held within the current term of the Scottish Parliament. With undecideds removed, 54% supported a poll against 46% opposed, though there were quite a few undecideds in this one. 50% of 2019 Labour voters also backed a referendum, with only 23% against, meaning that, as I've said before, the issue of independence is not as settled within the Labour Party as they would like to pretend. And, you know, why shouldn't they? Why should we be blocked from taking part in a democratic referendum on our future? And speaking of polls, the UK government is still refusing to reveal the cost to taxpayers over its efforts to block the release of its secretive polling around attitudes to independence. Ministers have repeatedly blocked the data from being put into the public domain following a request by SNP MP Tommy Shepherd way back in 2019. And this fight has gone through internal and external tribunals with the aim of keeping that information from the public. Shepherd issued a new FOI to find out just how much was being spent on keeping this information from us, and would you believe, the Cabinet Office have refused that too. Probably because they know how angry a lot of people would be at just how much was being spent to fight against transparency in the Cabinet Office. And finally this week, preparations for a second referendum are already being considered, according to the Scottish Budget, which was announced this week. Under the portfolio for Constitution, External Affairs and Culture, there was reference to planning for a second referendum, with the document stating, "We will continue to demonstrate our commitment to EU values, our alignment with EU policy priorities, and making the necessary preparations for a Scottish referendum, and subsequently for rejoining the EU as an independent member state." Though there was no specific funding allocated to these preparations, if any at all has been. That does, however, bring us to the end, not only of this episode, but of the show in general. This will be the last episode for now. So, with it coming to an end, where does that leave the state of the Union? More broken than ever, and the clock is very much ticking. Have a lovely Christmas and farewell.